Insight Global Health isn't just another staffing service. We're a team of dedicated partners that believe in the power of connecting people with opportunity. From the front line to the back office, we make hiring top healthcare talent easy.
This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and I am live at the Becker's 13th Annual Healthcare Conference and excited to be joined right now by Julia Brunner, who serves as the Senior Vice President for Behavioral Health and Correctional Medicine at the Metro Health System. So Julia, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'd love to start off by having you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Thank you very much. So I am a family medicine doc for approximately 20 plus years. I've worked at Metro Health, which is a public safety net hospital in the Cleveland area. Started off my career doing full scope family medicine and started to build out into operations. And over a period of 15 years, I eventually started managing and leading our ambulatory centers across Cleveland, Ohio, 30 plus centers. And that included the jail and the correctional staff, the correctional medicine staff of the jail. As time progressed and pre-COVID, there was an ask for me to spend closer time in relation to providing, really transforming the care that we provide at the jail, because we had a number of people that died of overdoses, a number of people that died of suicides. And we really, what we recognized as a system was how we were providing care within the jail and how we were able to provide care within the jail was really failing the population that was being admitted to the jail. So I took on a special assignment, and we spent a great deal of time along with several other leaders in the team to really transform how we provided that care. Along that path, we built out a dashboard so that we could look at the quality metrics related to care and really understand the patient population. And it was surprising to us at the time, although now it feels that it just makes sense, that 75% of the people in jail have a mental health illness, and 45 to 50% have severe persistent mental illness. And about 40% of people have substance use disorder. While that makes complete sense to all of us now, it really led the system down the path of really expanding and transforming how we provide behavioral health services across our community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that information and the dip into your background. And I would love to start our conversation off with what you're most excited about right now in your career.
So I think the piece that I'm most excited about is really the nation's interest in mental health and the youth's interest in mental health, and really recognizing the fact that it's a part of who we are and the importance of sustaining that portion of our lives and really just breaking down the stigma associated with mental health conditions.
Absolutely. And what issues are you currently spending most of your time on?
Yeah, so I spend most of my time on really looking at ways that we can improve our staffing, looking at ways that we can support our staff and how they provide care, and looking across the community to understand where the gaps are and where we can best fill them, either as a Metro Health system or with our partners.
And what will the most effective healthcare leaders need to do to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years?
So for most healthcare leaders, I think the first thing that we have to do is sit back and listen. We need to listen to our staff. We need to listen to our patients. We need to listen to our communities. I think that's the primary thing that we need to start doing more of. And then secondly, we need to use the data that we have available from those listening sessions to really understand where can we make the biggest impact? What's important to patients? What's important to our staff? And go from there.
And then to wrap our conversation, I'd love to touch on staffing issues. So what is the top issue you're experiencing related to staffing, and how are you approaching it? And then also, what are the results that you're currently seeing, and are there any best practices or resources that you could share?
Yeah. So in relation to staffing, I think the key piece that we need to do is we have to, one, embrace the youth and their interest in mental health. And with that, help provide them with the resources so that they can go on and build a career in providing mental health care. And that takes working with kids, you know, at a very young age and in college, and providing them internships and externships to be able to do that. There's lots of ways that people can impact mental health in a career, and we need to make those things available to the youth. I think that's one of the big things that we can do. In relation to what we're doing now, Metro Health is the first and only hospital that has a high school in its on its campus. And many of those students come from the neighborhood that is served by Metro Health. So social determinants of health and really access to care and access to education is a key driver in relation to your health. And so we really want to focus on just embracing what our adolescents and our youth need.
Wonderful. Well, Julia, thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we are live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. Thank you so much.